Sunday he got sick. Yeah. Right before, last weekend he was sick, and so.
Yeah, I was out for about 4 days.
That's the best time to come up with cash ideas. When you're not thinking straight.
So this cash that popped up was just perfect.
I got sick coming home Thursday night from my sister's.
Was it something with the food, or you caught it from somebody?
I don't know what it was.
Somebody else had a bug, and you just
caught it.
I don't know, but
I
was out through Monday.
Wasn't pretty.
nothing.
Not like a stomach.
It just hurt.
Oh.
My abdomen and
has both of the words in it.
It hurts to lay down.
Yeah, you couldn't lay down.
I just kind of sat there at my computer and played solitaire and snood for 4 days. And
good job, guys.
Yeah.
Including me.
Woohoo!
Very good, Ian. Thanks for.
Hey.
All right, now go get the other two across the highway for me.
Yeah.
I did the AWOL, but I didn't get that one. I found the cash, but not the key.
Okay, well, we went out, looked for that What a Pair one.
Yeah.
And I took that cash with me.
Cash.
Found the first part, couldn't find the second part. So we went and placed the other one, went back there, and still couldn't find it.
I didn't try.
When I was sick, so, it's just like, I've had enough, let's go.
We didn't try it. Yeah. Your one with a little pop-up, I like that one. Made me walk, and I took advice from somebody to walk along the left path along the ridge, right by your... wound up three.
Yeah.
All the way back, but it was still a nice walk.
Yeah, well, I looked at the map after I did digits, and I saw if I went farther out there was room to put another one.
There's room for all kinds of
them. Oh, yeah.
I didn't look close. I thought it was Fufu's cache when I first went down there.
Right.
Okay. And then I thought, oh, it says Strider on it.
Yeah, Strider cache. Who are you? And now we know.
Find out who it was?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Who?
The D2.
Yeah, D2.
What?
Dadu.
Yeah, D2.
Yeah,
oh, that's who Fufu the Snoo.
Apparently he had a bet with someone, or a contest to see who could put in the most fake logs without getting caught.
He did it to cause trouble.
Okay.
He got trouble.
Florida guys were the first ones to delete his log. You know, how are you logging in Missouri and Florida the same day, you idiot?
Yeah.
What you got?
I was amused by the whole thing just amused me.
They're leaving.
Yeah, well, they gotta go pick up their
wives. Insignificant others.
Elaine?
Anywhere. Just not the other places where they had the concussion.
No, this was great tonight.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
So.
You actually had fun? Yeah.
Good.
Fun fishing? Just for that one part. The part where I found the light.
Flashing light.
That's what I found.
Yeah, all you. It's all you.
Oh, there goes Steve, I think.
Who was the girl with the dark hair?
The president. He knows that I am not working at the moment, and I tell him I like the time off from the rat race.
Hey, Charlotte.
How are you doing, babe?
Pretty good. What do you want me to do with it?
It's not much.
For me?
No, it's really for...
Oh, you want me to go put it on the table? I'll go put
really,
it on the
table. It's really for
okay. I got you. For the lady? Thanks, Charlotte.
Doing your usual thing, huh?
Camera, audio. So, good thing there's not a lot of alcohol here. I get some good stuff on the recording.
Yeah, he'd be dancing on the tables today.
Yeah.
Your group is going to cook again from August 2007?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that good or bad or what?
No, that's good.
How you doing?
Hey. Going to give a speech today?
No, I'm not speaking. This is not my shindig. This is Ryder and Sarah.
Okay.
Have you been busy?
Yeah.
Have you got a job? I haven't been looking.
No. It's been about a month since I've just been able to sleep late and take care of some projects.
You need that sometimes just to be able to
right. Well, I decided in December I'm going to start ramping up, do some more self-study, and then starting around January, maybe the first week of January, I'm going to hit people really hard.
If you're offensive, you do, we could get podcasting with what you were doing. That would be the perfect thing.
I have more fun doing the photographs and the video, thinking, how come I'm not that?
Matt Link, a.k.a. M-Link, arrives. He suggests I do a podcast with R.D. Welker, who found his first geocaches in Iraq. I give Panny Annie a complimentary DVD video I created that highlights his participation in a recent geocaching training class for school kids. One rare shot we set up was to capture the video of the foot race to be the first to find of a new cache placed specifically for the training event.
Hey, how are you? M-Link.
Yes.
M-Link. Matt Link.
Yes.
How did I figure that one out?
Not very clever.
Neither am I, so.
Well, that's all right. You made a name no one can pronounce. Talked to R.D. Welker.
Welker?
His first three caches, he wasn't allowed to log them all. His first cache was in Iraq.
Well, they're all gone. I mean, the ones he found, they don't stay very long.
Then he used military equipment to find it. Now.
1/10 of a millimeter. Yep, there it is. Actually, there's so many more pictures I need to take, but I can't move around in here.
I know.
Is that from the Jefferson School?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Everybody who showed up, I'll make sure they get one.
Great.
That's a longer version. There's a web video, which is like 4 minutes.
I saw that, yeah.
That one's about 35 minutes.
Great.
Extended version.
Yeah, if I remember right, you said something about I might be the only one on there.
Remember, I followed you to the micro right by the bench, so there's a good series of you with the kids there.
Well, the part I wanted to see was when you were up by the final. Those kids took off running.
Oh, I got them running down the hill, and then the first guy comes through, and I'm following him. A few seconds later, you can hear me huffing and puffing. And
I talked to Lost in the Woods, who came to St. Louis with his daughter for medical reasons. They are originally from the west side of Michigan. They had just arrived in town in order to participate in the party. I talked to Mike Griffin about my planned trip to Mark Twain Lake to do a podcast interview with our Army Corps of Engineer contact, Alan. Illig and Elaine talk about tea.
Are you Illinois or Michigan?
You're Michigan, okay. Yeah, I saw the note that you guys were coming on the cache base.
Have you been here for a while, or did you just get here?
We got here about 4:30.
What part of Michigan?
Frank, Michigan, sorry.
I didn't hear back from that Chamber of Commerce guy who owns the motel, but Al and I seem like we're in sync, so I'll give him a call or something to make sure before I go up there, that one, or the 14th or whatever.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
I've
been over backwards for it. So.
Cool.
I found a few already on that trail.
I think they said there's like 40, at least 40 caches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Up in Clydesdale, there's about 4 or 5. Clydesdale Park.
Yeah.
Ma'am, could I switch to iced tea? I'll pay you additional.
Okay.
Unsweet. No, ma'am. Just plain.
What do you have, Lane?
I got hot tea.
Hot tea.
Diet Coke. I didn't think they'd have hot tea, and then I got chili, so I'm going to ask.
I talked to Laura Million and her daughter about our plan next week to meet for a podcast interview to see the toys she gets to play with at her job in Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville, and to start making logistic plans on how we are going to capture video footage at MOGA 2007 next year. I talked with DigiGuy about our electrical outage.
Are we still on for next Saturday?
Yes, I
have
my water.
What's good? That's up to you. Actually, well, I want to make sure I want to get a podcast interview with you, and if you want to do it with your daughter, we can do it.
Okay.
Include both of you. And we'll talk a little bit about MOGA.
Okay.
And if you get a chance, if I can see some of the toys you have, I would love to see that. Yeah, our electricity was off from 1:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. the next day. So
went out at 9 p.m. and came back on at 11 p.m. So it was only 2 hours.
We had all the stuff out of the refrigerator. We had stuff in the freezer, in the truck outside. We were ready for a couple days with no electricity because we're all electric.
Elig and I talk about geocaching. Sarah starts the gift exchange. I talked with a new cacher, Lamsey. His son, Puglet1, got him interested in geocaching. He and a few non-geocachers like to ride the bike trails around the St. Louis area. Mike Griffin makes an announcement about MOGA 2007.
That's one place I haven't been yet. Oh, there's a lot of places I haven't been yet.
Well, you have like 30 cache finds?
47, I think. I found 2 of them last Saturday.
Oh, you're still a rookie.
Oh, you better believe. I see some 2,500.
Oh, yeah. Well, about 1,300.
Where do you find time? How long have you been doing it?
Since 2001.
Oh, okay.
There were a couple years I found like maybe 250, 300, and then another 300, and then 150. There were a couple years when I did it quite a bit. Now I just do it every once in a while.
We think it's time to get on with the gift exchange. Did anybody who put a gift on the table not get a ticket? I got everybody? Wow, that's amazing. Woo!
Okay.
So,
everybody, thank you for coming out. We hope you have a good time.
Not the Illinois guy.
No, you're
Paul Kanopaki. Have
you hit some?
A few. Yeah, that's RGS. He's a notorious one. He's hides all the tough ones.
We haven't hit many. Yeah, but we're gonna try somewhere along the line.
My son has about 150.
He's Puglet.
I got about 98.
What got you into it? Was it your son or another casher?
Another casher.
Okay.
Yeah. He has about 400.
Team DLA.
Oh, okay.
We hike and bike a lot. While we're out, we'll be looking for some good exercise. But I tell you, my legs
Do you know Dan Ditch Guy? Dan Baldenweck, his name is Ditch Guy.
Yeah, I met him.
He's a biker. He bikes a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He and a few others put a whole bunch along Grant's Trail, I guess, to encourage people to bike that.
Yeah, we biked that, and we did that.
MOGA 2007, we held at Mark Twain Lake, March 23rd to the 25th. Okay, if you're not familiar with MOGA, just ask anybody who's been. It's a huge geocaching event that we have. 3 days of fun and activities and stuff. It starts on Friday night, ends on Sunday afternoon. Cost is pretty moderate. We've got a good crew coming out to cook for us this year. One of our local Boy Scout troops is taking care of us. Everything's found on our website, www.mogageo.com. You can go out there and look up all the stuff associated with the event. Register and come on out. It's a great geocaching event.
As the party starts to break up, Elena and I talk to Glenn and Joanne about their power outage woes. Joanne is a nurse who has to check up on her patients during that time.
See you guys later.
Sounds like no night cash for you guys.
We're just now falling out from having no electricity.
I forgot. We have disadvantaged people here.
My house is a rock with no electricity. I have a vacuum. Can't take it no more.
Yeah. And see, you're like us. We're all electric, too. So when ours is out,
you can get hot water, everything.
You can't get water, you can't get gas.
Plus, I focused on just cleaning the police clothes when it came on last night, just in case it went back off. So at least our police clothes, I could put clean clothes back on.
Right.
Hopefully a clean body from a quick shower.
Right.
And plus, I had to call my patients that I'm accountable for. In my position, I had to account for 150 patients yesterday and today. Thinking, I would have electricity too, are you?
Feel sorry for me.
Do you know where the shelters are? Because I can tell you where they're at.
Yeah, come visit me at this one.
Audio from the night cache starts in the parking lot of the area where the cache is hidden. A few people from the Christmas party caravan to the area. This night cache was placed by Cache Commando 2 days before the party. Jim, also known as Strider, had wanted to put on a night cache in conjunction with the party, but his plans fell through because he was ill. Cache Commando's placement was well-timed, however, due to the recent snowstorm, it was under a few inches of ice and snow. Instructions on the cache page said to locate the trailhead by spotting four white reflectors. Follow the trail while shining the flashlights around looking for more reflectors. A red reflector meant you were headed in the wrong direction. Once you found another set of four reflectors, you were to turn your flashlights off and start looking for something that was out of place. Sarah's son Ian was the first to spot that something. Now that you have an idea of what you're about to hear, I won't break into the audio during playback.
All right, this is Paul reporting at the night cache after the slog at Christmas party, but we're all going to do the night cache, the first real test of the night cache after this was set up by Cache Commando. Are you saying you have a flashlight?
I have my little one.
So I can offer one up. Get over there for some conversation.
I've got a flashlight. Look at that.
I got an extra one. You need one? Extra one?
I got one now. It works.
It's a show on National Geographic where they do these idiots, these people that are like into extreme sports and all that, and all these are ill-fated expeditions. Well, one of the shows was interesting because they went mountain climbing, and none of them thought about protecting their water, they got up and they were trapped on the mountains, and all the water was frozen. Oh. And they had no way to create heat to actually even melt the ice.
Actually, I've got two more flashlights inside the car, but one was in my my tool chest. Doesn't work at all. The battery's corroded on it. And haven't looked at it for 2 years.
I think I was sitting on the kitchen table before we left, and my wife's like, what's all that for? It's like, well, my catch you. I said, we're not going to do it. It's like, okay. You know, she's at Barnes & Noble with Steve's wife and Dave's.
Oh, Mary decided not to go, yeah. Or keep the others company.
Well, no, she, there's some caches she likes to do and others she don't. She doesn't see a night cache being fun.
Not in the snow, anyway.
My wife would have been warmer. So smoke's not a bother.
Have we figured out which trail to start with?
What's the... Is, I don't even...
We have to look. We have to shine around.
Have the sheep?
Yeah, I got the sheep.
You got to find the sheep.
You got to shine around. We've
already done that.
Let's see. Anybody got any reflectors on there?
I got
a leader.
Oh, shine the light on the back of the trail camera.
Shine it out.
Wasn't that what it was?
I was melting.
How many geocachers does it take to... Nothing down that way?
What do we do? Keep looking for tacks all along?
Yeah. Along the trail, you will find either white, silver reflective tape tacks.
Where'd Dave go?
Whenever the trail forks, splits, or intersects, the correct way will be indicated by a reflective tape tack.
Hey, hang on. We got someone else coming.
Yeah.
So that the reds know?
Yeah,
don't go that way. Or you'll fall through the ice and get eaten by wolves.
Does anybody know if this is like a pond or anything nearby?
Well, there's a bridge there.
Oh, Steve, help.
People are moving too fast.
I can't run.
Oh, boy.
Please help me.
All right, too far.
Back.
Gone too far?
Yeah, we hit the 4 mark.
Right, we're too far.
I'm at the back of the pack. The lead pack went all the way to the 4 dots. That means at the end, you've gone too far, turn back. I'm actually standing probably about 25 yards from what they're looking for, but they walk back and didn't see it. So they're back down, but it looks like they're coming back up again. The cat let him here, and he was like charging up the hill.
Where's the red ones at?
I see something. Where are the red ones?
Somebody said there's 4 red ones.
4 white ones.
There's 4 white ones.
That's where you stop, right?
I think that's too far, yeah.
Okay, let's start looking.
Was it just supposed to jump out at us? The night cats were supposed to trip over them, I think.
I see something! What?
I see something too.
Come up here!
Who's got a...
That's more like 20 degrees, isn't it? Supposed to wait till it's 30 degrees out?
30 degrees.
35
yards. Jeff, you still got your compass?
25.
100 feet, so a bunch of trees all line up there.
I'm pretty sure it's under the snow somewhere. If it was put out before the snow came.
Four to the tree!
There you go, sign in. Since you put your hand on it first, you got it.
Jim, can you hold that?
How can we open it? That'll work. Throw it out overnight.
It's a moving cat.
Oh, I want to see that. Right. Pack off. You don't want to scatter it all over the floor. Drum roll, please.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
He's close, though, but...
Sarah yelled like a banshee.
I know, she's not going to
work. Brutal.
You ready?
Just ready.
Set.
All right, brand new.
First to find.
Hang on.
Time's rolling,
Sarah. Flog a group Christmas. find my pen.
Looks like stuff with stuff.
What?
Stuff with junk.
Nice box there. Whatever's in that box.
Okay, you got any big goodies in there?
Is everybody signing in or is it a group?
Just put it under 20.
It's close enough. It's
the first time fine for everybody.
I haven't heard Mad Dog in a long time.
I mean, I'd love the cash page.
I don't see what I got for Jesus. Let's go find it. More night cashing.
Need a shovel.
A little bit of digging.
Mad Dog 2/6 of a mile.
Yeah, but what's the train between here and there?
Northwest of Winnipeg, or AWOL's northwest.
Tip your way to
AWOL's on the other side of the highway.
Well, but it's a half a mile. Which one are we going for now?
They want to go to Mad Dog cache over here.
That's the parking lot cache.
Yeah, that's the parking lot cache.
It's the warm fire and hot chocolate cache.
I need the Starbucks cache, actually.
Starbucks cache.
And don't forget your wives at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. If I get my wife, I'll be single.
Anybody else want to look in the cash container?
So what was in there?
I don't know. I got a glow stick from it.
Over here.
Cool, crack that thing over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two glow sticks. The
novelty
nighttime
cache is fun, but I don't think I'd really
want to
do it.
Where's the other half of this group?
A couple people on
ahead. Beautiful out here.
Oh yeah. But if it didn't have the snow though, it wouldn't be really much to look at.
Oh yeah.
It's almost a full moon.
Yeah. Everyone ready?
Right, cool.
Uh huh. We have everybody.
Lead us.
Yeah. Lead on.
Careful.
Look at slick. That slick
bowl. Well, you were gonna do a night cast yourself, weren't you?
Yeah. I was thinking of that White Cliff. I can't figure out anywhere to put another one in that park.
Rich was saying there's, I don't know, there's any room space-wise, yeah. You know, tenth of a mile thing.
And then he got sick right before, last weekend he was sick, and so.
Yeah, I was out for about 4 days.
That's the best time to come up with cache ideas.
Yeah.
When you're not thinking straight.
So this cache that popped up, which is perfect.
Perfect
time. Yeah. I got sick coming home Thursday night from my sister's.
Was it something with the food, or you caught it from somebody?
I don't know what it was.
Somebody else had a bug, and you just caught it.
I don't know, but
I
was out through Monday. Yeah, I just
wasn't pretty.
No, nothing.
Not like a stomach.
It just hurt.
Oh.
My abdomen, and
it has both of the words in it.
It hurts to lay down.
Yeah, you couldn't lay down.
I just kind of sat there at my computer and played solitaire and snood for 4 days. And
good job, guys.
Yeah. Hey, Nate.
Woohoo!
Very good, Ian. Thanks for.
Hey.
All right, and I'll go get the other two across the highway for me.
Yeah.
I did the AWOL, but I didn't get that one. I found the cache, but not the key.
Okay, well, we went out looked for that What a Pair one.
Yeah.
And I took that cache with me. Found the first part, couldn't find the second part. So we went and placed the other one, went back there, and still couldn't find it.
I didn't
and that's when I was sick, so, it was just like, I've had enough, let's go.
We can try it. Yeah. Your one with a little pop-up, I like that one. Made me walk, and I took advice from somebody to walk along the left path along the ridge, right by your... wound up three.
Yeah.
All the way back, but it was still a nice walk.
Yeah, well, I looked at the map after I did digits, and I thought if I went farther out there was room to put another one.
There's room for all kinds of them.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't look close. I thought it was Fufu's cache when I first went down there.
Right.
Okay. And then I thought, oh, it says Strider on it.
Yeah. Strider cache. It was trying to...
Who are you?
Yeah.
We
was. Mm-hmm. And now we know.
Find out who it was?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Who?
The D2.
Yeah, D2.
What?
Dadu.
Yeah, D2.
Dadu.
Oh, that's who Fufu the Snoo
with? Apparently he had a bet with someone, or a contest to see who could put in the most fake logs without getting caught.
He did it to cause trouble.
Okay.
He got trouble.
Florida guys were the first ones to delete his logs. Now, how are you logging them in Missouri and Florida the same day, you idiot?
Yeah.
What you got?
I was amused by the whole thing just amused me. I don't care.
They're
leaving.
Yeah, well, they gotta go pick up their wives.
Insignificant others.
Elaine?
Anywhere. Just not the other places where you where they had the concussion.
No, no, this was great tonight.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Yeah.
So.
You actually had fun? Yeah.
Good.
Fun caching? Just for that one part. The part where I found the light.
Flashing light.
That's where
yeah.
I found.
Yeah, all you. It's all you.
Oh, there goes Steve, I think.
Who was the girl with the dark hair?
Will and me and
Brad and...
Oh, he was here?
Yeah. Yeah,
he couldn't go... He had, stopped halfway because his knee.
Okay. Yeah. I swore I saw him here and suddenly he wasn't falling off. Okay. So, I was assuming he wasn't here.
We didn't take a head count. They just signed up recently, Whelan B and Whelan D. Or, they've only been cashing about 6 weeks. First time they've ever met anyone.
They seem like they're having fun.
Yeah. And is it their first night cash?
First night cash, first time they've ever met any other cashers. And
first group cashing and first event.
Yep.
And it's my first night cash. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did that one right up the road from here.
Didn't you go with the night traffic year after the Christmas
Yeah, night traffic
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The one last year Christmas party one? Oh, yeah. So it's my second.
Third or fourth.
What's Sniper's called?
That's Star.
Star?
Yeah.
Star, yeah. So
that's the only one I know of.
I like that one Baramas had out here. Just went to one spot and looked for one reflector, one big red reflector.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then you went so many feet and so many, at whatever degrees from there.
Yeah, that's right.
And,
just been an hour, one of
Yeah, I really like that.
I did it the hard way. I went up a bridge. I didn't necessarily have to go.
I went up the wrong valley and crack over, and then I found the trail and had to bushwhack over a couple of ridges. And it wasn't quite a full moon, but I still had pretty good luck.
Bruce did it in the morning before the sun came up, I think. I got to post all these pictures.
Okay.
I got a lot of cash.
He won't be able to sleep tonight, will he?
Probably not.
Oh, remember when I saw that feather flashing thing?
That'll be 100 logs for him.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, under his own name, right?
Well, that we've logged with him.
He's found some others with you, Dad.
He's got a lot. He's probably got 200.
Yeah,
he just
can't log
them. He doesn't log them. He's not, he's... Most of his log clearance done. We're kind of getting to a point where if he doesn't want to log him himself, and like if he stays in the car and doesn't want to go along with us, we don't count him.
It's MOGA time. Hi, it's Mike Griffin, also known as Brawny Bear, inviting you out to MOGA 2007. This year's event will be held at Mark Twain Lake. It will be held at the Indian Creek Recreation Area, which is just south of Monroe City, Missouri. This year's event will feature over 60 permanent caches. Of course, you don't have to compete in one of our competitions in order to hunt the caches. So I invite you to come out for a beautiful weekend of food, fun, fellowship, and of course, caching. Our website is www.mogageo.com. I welcome you to go out and browse our shop, sign up. You can register off the website. You can print our forms. Lots of things to do, plus kids' courses that we'll have. And we'll also have a special movie night as well. I look forward to seeing you at MOGA.
This concludes the Slugga Podcast. For more information about the Slugga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
Will and me and
Brad and...
Oh, he was here?
Yeah.
He couldn't go... He stopped halfway because his knee.
Okay. Yeah. I swore I saw him here and suddenly he wasn't falling off. Okay. So, I was assuming he wasn't here.
We didn't take a head count. They just signed up recently, Whelan B and Whelan D. They've only been cashing about 6 weeks. First time they've ever met anyone.
They seem like they're having fun.
Yeah. And is it their first night cash?
First night cash, first time they've ever met any other cashers. And
first group cashing and first event.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's my first night cash. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did that one right up the road from here.
Didn't you go with that last year after the Christmas party?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the one last year Christmas party?
Oh, yeah. So it's my second.
Third or fourth.
What's Sniper's called?
That's Star.
Star?
Yeah.
Star, yeah. Star.
That's the only one I know of.
I like that one Baramas had out here. Just went to one spot and looked for one reflector, one big red reflector.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then you went so many feet and so many, at whatever degrees from there.
Yeah, that's right.
And, just been an hour, one of the lives.
Yeah, I really like that
I did it the hard way. I went up a bridge. I didn't necessarily have to go.
I went up the wrong valley and crack over, and then I found the trail and had to bushwhack over a couple of ridges and... It wasn't quite a full moon, but I think had pretty good light.
Bruce did it in the morning before the sun came up, I think. I gotta post all these pictures.
Okay.
I got a lot of cash.
He won't be able to sleep tonight, will he?
Probably not.
Oh, remember when I saw that feather flashing thing?
That'll be 100 logs for him.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, under his own name, right?
Well, that we've logged with him.
He's found some others with you, Dad.
He's got a lot. He's probably got 200,
but...
Yeah, he just
can't log
them. He doesn't log them. He's not, he's... Most of his log clearance done. We're kind of getting to a point where if he doesn't want to log them himself, and like if he stays in the car and doesn't want to go along with us, we don't count him.
It's MOGA time. Hi, it's Mike Griffin, also known as Bronny Bear, inviting you out to MOGA 2007. This year's event will be held at Mark Twain Lake. It will be held at the Indian Creek Recreation Area, which is just south of Monroe City, Missouri. This year's event will feature over 60 permanent caches. Of course, you don't have to compete in one of our competitions in order to hunt the caches. So I invite you to come out for a beautiful weekend of food, fun, fellowship, and of course, caching. Our website is www.mogageo.com. I welcome you to go out and browse our shop, sign up. You can register off the website. You can print our forms. Lots of things to do, plus kids' courses that we'll have. And we'll also have a special movie night as well. I look forward to seeing you at MOGA.
This concludes the Slugga Podcast. For more information about the Slugga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.